6.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Tuesday Newsmaker is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and There to Care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, There to Care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
It is 720 KVOE. We are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on this Tuesday. Just a quick reminder, too, that there will be no 5 o'clock hour of news and information today due to Royals baseball. They have a doubleheader against the White Sox. Starts this afternoon. They'll be back-to-back games, so no 5 o'clock hour of news and information today. And at 7:21, we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Clara Korn, here to update us on activities and operations at Bloomhouse Youth Services. Clara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you on board. How are things going here to start the day?
Going pretty good. It's a lovely day. So much less hot than yesterday.
So. Absolutely. Well, I wanted to bring Clara on, A, just in general, to update Bloomhouse Youth Services, but also to talk about, you know, with school getting started here over the next, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, top end here across the area, just kind of some of the different things that Bloomhouse does here for kids, and especially in this transition time of getting out of school and getting now back into school. So first off, Clara, I wanted to ask you, just in general terms, how things are going here with the new facility up and running now for a few months?
Oh, things are going great. We have a regular amount of youth using our drop-in center, although outreach remains a big part of our plan. You know, we're constantly trying to make sure that all the youth that are out there that need our services know about it, and that's going to be just kind of an uphill battle as we're all in our we're all adults. We have to make sure that we can reach the younger people where they are so that they know that we have what we offer. But we have a pretty regular amount of kids in and out of our drop-in center, and those we've served in both the drop-in center and shelter, and I know that they are probably spreading that word of mouth to get it to others who might need our services. What we really are, I think, seeing is that every single event we have, we try to have regular recreational and life skills educational events, and we always have food at every one of those. And as school is starting up, one of the things I'd like to remind everybody is that so many youth get the majority of their meals at school. And so we're here to fill the gap on the weekends and in evenings with different events and things. And our food pantry is always available, and not just to the youth themselves, but their families.
Well, let's talk about Bloomhouse Youth Services. Let's talk about the services you provide, Clara.
Thank you. So we have shelter for youth who are homeless. We offer a myriad of services to youth and prevention services as well. So we have case management, art therapy, food pantry, hygiene closet, clothing closet. We have a bunch of school supplies right now, and we're always taking donations for more so we can give it away as quickly as we get it. And we have a variety of services within our drop-in center, so laundry services, showers. So in case you just don't have water at home right now, we have laptops and internet access for studying or accessing online school. We even offer fiduciary services for any youth who need that help with financial planning or accessing benefits. We have a basic needs program, so we're here for all of the basic needs that a kid might have. I say a youth might have.
Speaking of that need, are you seeing, you know, just basically, you know, kids coming in just basically using the building, or are there certain needs here that you've mentioned, some of the services that you have in place that are getting tapped more than others at this point in time?
I would say food is our most frequently used service that we have. There's a lot of food insecurity out there, and it can be really hard to ask for that, but we don't ask for any proof of need. We say, yeah, it's like going shopping, we'll give you a bag and you can get what you need at our food pantry. And a lot of the youth we've seen also are interested in cooking classes to learn how to cook things. I think food is a huge need, and as well as our case management services for just general resource connection to other things. Like, a lot of youth don't know what other resources are out there for them, and so our case managers act as a way to connect those resources.
And talking with Clara Korn of Bloom House Youth Services. For those who don't know, Clara, where are you located?
We are at 301 West 11th Avenue, and we have a blue neon sign, so once you get close, you can't miss us.
Clara, talk a little bit, too, about, I guess, maybe whether the demand that you're seeing was meeting kind of your original expectations as you got Bloom House Services up and rolling over the last year and specifically moving into that facility here at the start of the year.
You know, I think we're definitely starting to see that happen. The first couple of months were pretty slow as we were just mostly getting people to know we existed and where to find us. But as the months have progressed, we are really seeing that word of mouth is happening and more youth are knowing where we are. So, yeah, I think that we're getting pretty close to what we anticipated. You know, we weren't sure when we first opened if it was going to be like, okay, day one, we're open and we're overwhelmed. But I think it's been like a slow build as more young people first know about us and then know that we are trustworthy and that we don't have any kind of expectations on them other than we're here to help you.
So are there employment opportunities available now at Bloom House, Clara?
Sure are. We are hiring for a part-time case manager, and we're also looking for interns and volunteers. And the school is starting up for the college and university students, as well as any like professionals out there who want to do some part-time volunteering. We are looking for interns, volunteers, and hiring one part-time case manager. And you can find all of that information about what that entails on our social media and our Instagram. And you can always just ask me, too.
Clara, when it comes to the upcoming school year, do you anticipate that your demand from students is going to change a little bit, you know, based off of the need and, you know, the fact that they're, you know, maybe getting some more of the food in the school setting mm-hmm. versus, you know, not having that available? And mm-hmm. what are some of the upcoming activities that you've got here on the schedule to kind of bring more people to Bloom House?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think that we're going to see more on the weekends, maybe less during the day. We have some youth who just come for, like, lunch, and that's probably going to go away as they're able to access that at school. But we'll see more on the weekends, I think. And then in our after-school programs, we have a Taco Tuesday and tutoring event that starts up when school starts back up again. That will be starting up the first week of September. And then we'll continue with our Wellness Wednesday activities and Friday night game night and Saturday breakfast. And, we have a couple of, like, one-time things coming up, like we had with our painting party where kids could come and help us paint our fire pit area and learn about exterior paint, all that stuff. We have a bunch of different events. Oh my gosh, big clothing giveaway. So if you need new school clothes, we have a big clothing giveaway coming up. We're trying to pick our date, but it'll be sometime next week. So watch our socials for that.
And I've heard that there's D&D, Dungeons & Dragons, for folks that are interested in that, too.
Yes. That might be moving away from, like, a Friday time slot, because I was thinking it would be on, like, the Friday game night, like, Tankman. But I think we're going to have a dedicated day for that. And we have a couple people who are interested in campaigning for us, so it might even be rotating different campaigns to join. It's going to be a blast. Watch our social media for as that gets scheduled in the next week or two.
Sounds good. Clara, again, in case folks want more information, you mentioned social media, but as far as phone numbers are concerned, how can they reach you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our phone number here is 208-1199, 620 area code, of course. That is our main number. You can also contact us however is easiest for you. We are always watching our Facebook messengers, our Instagram, Twitter, that kind of thing. So whatever is easiest for you, you can even just walk up to the door. We're always here, 365, 24/7.
Well, Clara, thanks for your time here this morning, and thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Clara.
Thank you, too.
Yeah, Clara Korn, who's with Bloom House Youth Services, doing fine work. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. If you'd like to be part of our Newsmaker segment to highlight your event or activity or your group